Friday, August 22nd, 2008. Does the corruption stop here? The allegations of money laundering that have surfaced over the last week against former President Chen Shui-bian have led to a frenzied debate about what can be done to prevent dishonest politicians from profiting from positions of power. As usual, the pro-unification media have done their best to paint Chen as guilty, acting as judge and jury with sensationalized reports of underground money transfers and overseas bank accounts. Prosecutors' investigations are ongoing. However, and Chen has yet to be charged, let alone convicted of anything. It could be a number of years before we know the result of any trial. The Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, embarrassed by the revelations about its former leader and party strongman, has proposed measures to strengthen the regulation of public functionaries' assets. The changes would make unexplained and exorbitant income punishable by fines or a prison sentence. The Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT, meanwhile, perhaps emboldened by its overwhelming victories in this year's legislative and presidential elections, seems to think that a party that controls billions of new Taiwanese dollars in stolen assets is worthy of bearing the anti-corruption mantle. After electoral gains won in part because of President Ma Ying-jeou's promises of clean government, the KMT sees Chen's apparent downfall as an opportunity to strengthen its image as an organization staunchly opposed to corruption. This, despite the fact that the KMT-dominated legislature failed to act on a proposal similar to that of the DPP during the last legislative session and has stalled a batch of promising sunshine laws for years. One might be forgiven for having some faith in the shower of promises to clean up the system in the wake of the Chen scandal, but for the complete lack of action that was displayed during a similar problem arose last year. When Ma was indicted on embezzlement charges relating to his special mayoral allowance during his tenure as Taipei mayor, there was a cacophony of calls to reform the fundamentally flawed special allowance system. More than a year and lots of hot air later, absolutely nothing has been done. There has been no reform, no amnesty of past offenders, and no action taken other than a host of prominent pan-green camp members and former government officials being indicted over alleged misuse of their funds. Given the inaction on the special allowance issue, it is a safe bet that nothing will be done following this latest episode. If Chen is eventually charged and convicted, it will be a decisive victory for the KMT in its decade-long struggle to get even with him. This would also do untold damage to the image of the pro-localization movement. It will further tarnish the DPP's once respectable image, and the stain will take years, if not decades, to clear. And yet all the promises of reform and talk of clean government will amount to nothing if, as in the past, the concern for this issue evaporates once the initial furor has died down and its usefulness for political gain has been expended.